Today's daf is Ksubis Daf Tes. Ksubis Daf Tes. And we are on Ches Amabes. And today is a daf that is known in Shas for its Iyun topics. And we will try to touch on a number of them as we go through it. Just one haran yesterday. Yesterday's daf, we spoke about the Sugya of Bracha Smucha L'Chaverta. And noted that Rashi notes, why does the second bracha start with Bracha to Hashem if the first bracha already did? Because the first bracha is separate. It's just La'asifas Ha'am. It's just to, for the covet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that so many gathered, L'shvacho. So that's why it's more independent. The last bracha starts with Bracha to Hashem because sometimes it exists independently. Right? If there are no panim chadashos. Right? Asher baras asa v'simcha. So that explains bracha 1, 2, and the last bracha. But the next, both yotzer start with a baruch. Right? Not only the bracha number 2 in our list, but bracha number 3. So that could be also because of the deos that we had yesterday in the Gemara that some Amoraim only said one yotzer and not the other one. Shtei yitziras, yitzira achas. So that also is probably because it could exist independently, one without the other, and that's why they start off with baruch. But the other one, sos tasis, sameach to samach, they follow the normal rules of bracha hasmucha l'chaverta. Okay, so let's get back to the Gemara on Ches Amabez. We are about 8 lines up from the bottom. Amar Ula. Amar Ula is the first word on the line. Amar Ula va'amri la b'masti satana. Ula says, or maybe we even learned in a Braisa, continuing yesterday's sugya of Nichum Aveilim, the mitzvah of Nichum Aveilim, as is described by Reish Lakish, who he went with his interpreter, and he went to visit his kid's Rebbe, who was sitting Shiva for his son, and he made a Nichum of Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Shevach to the people, and Shevach to the Menachemim, all the different Shvachos that were given. So now, Amar Ulav Amila B'masisa Tana, Asara Kosos Tiknu Chachamim B'Beisa Avel, 10 kosos of wine Chazal enacted for the Beis HaAvel. You know, the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin that wine helps be misameach, helps comfort, and Rashi quotes it here, Asara Kosos, Laharbos lo bishtia, V'marbe bishtia, kidechziv, tenushecher la'oved, v'yayin l'mari nefesh. So Chazal enacted to try to help this person get through his difficult time. Again, it does not mean to totally become drunk, as we'll see in a second. That's not the point. As you mentioned a couple of days ago, Avelus is all about a kiyum shebelev. It's about feeling a certain type of state. It might be a state of distance from God. It might be a state of hester panim, a state of difficulty with recognition of the loss that occurred, but it's all about an intellectual state. There was an emotional feeling and then an intellectual feeling. There's Bechi and there's Hespid. The Netziv, in the beginning of Parshas Chayesara, talks about the difference between those two. That's why there, the Livkosa, right, a small cup there, because there's Bechi, there's emotional, and Hespid, which is intellectual. Those are all feelings that an Avel is supposed to have. He's not supposed to just wallow and get drunk and try to remove the feelings totally, but there is a little balance that that's the whole point of Nichum. Nichum is to say that you're not alone and we're here with you, and they try to balance those feelings so they are not as sharp. So here too, Chazal instituted 10 kosos of wine that should be drunk at a Beis HaAvel, Shlosh HaKodem Achila, 3 of them before the meal, in order, could they lift toach as bnei mayav, to get the juices flowing, to get my appetite up, I have a little bit of wine. The Gemara says this, the beginning of, and Tosfos discusses this, the beginning of Arei Psachim, about having wine before the Seder, is one is not allowed to have matzah, as we know in Erev Pesach. That's an Issa D'Rabbanan. Right, Asur Lechol Matzah Erev Pesach, it's Keboal Arusasa Beveis Chamav, the Yerushalmi says. It's like, it's jumping the gun. What about wine? Is one allowed to have wine? So the Amoraim have a discussion whether one is not allowed to have wine or one is chayiv to have wine. Because it could be that wine, a certain amount of wine, also opens up the appetite. Like the Gemara here says. So 3 kodem achila kedei liftoach es b'nei me'av, to open it up. Shlosha v'soch achila kedei lishros achila shebemeav. 3 during the meal, in order to help the food digest. V'arba la'achar achila, and 4 afterwards. Why the 4 afterwards? Well, that's connected to benching. four are Echad Keneged Azon, V'Echad Keneged Birchas Aretz, V'Echad Keneged Boni Yerushalayim, V'Echad Keneged Atova Meitiv, the four brachos of benching, including the bracha derabanan. So that is the four kosos. We usually have one kos for Birchas Amazon, but they enacted four different kosos, one for each bracha. The tzlach in brachas discusses, might have alluded to this yesterday, that is, why did Chazal enact a separate bracha for Haruge Beitar? We know that the fourth bracha was enacted after Am Yisrael, after the Bar Kokhba rebellion was squashed and so many Jews were killed, and 150 years later, they went and they weren't able to bury the dead for so many years, and they went and the bodies did not disintegrate, the bodies did not become saruach, and when they saw that nace, they created the bracha, the fourth bracha, benching hatov, Hashem is good, that he did not make them become saruchin, and v'hameitiv, he allows us to bury them. So out of all the nisim in history, why did Chazal enact a bracha for that nace? A lot of nisim. Why dafka that one? So explains that tzlach, we have to know based on the historical context. And that is, this was 150 years after the Churban HaBayis. B'nai Yisrael at that point thought, hey, just like the first break between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni was 70 years, so this one will be a little more than that. Okay, Rabbi Akiva even thought that Bar Kokhba was Mashiach and gave him the name Bar Kokhba, though his real name was Bar Kuziba, based on the Pasuk and Parshas Balak, Darach Kochav Miyakov. So he thought he was Mashiach, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Malachim, the last parak in Mishnah Torah, that what Rabbi Akiva thought. So they went, and what happened? And the rebellion was squashed. And now they don't have a base of Migdash, they don't have this great leader, and they're lost. And what are they doing now? What are they feeling now? Forget it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu rejected us. Right? This is the beginning of the years of Christianity also, just around that time. So, you know, what were Am Yisrael thinking about that at that time? Maybe we really are rejected. Maybe we are lost. And they were being Messiahish. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu performs this nace for them. This nace for them as if to say, I did not reject you. I'm still here. Remember that I still love you. This was a symbolic nace that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Imo Anochi Bitzara. We might have said, forget it. And this nace, which happened after the time of Nisim, right? What other nace was there? This might have been the last open miracle that there was. Right? We usually say Hanukkah was the last open miracle. This was after Hanukkah. Hanukkah was during Bayis Sheni. This was a couple hundred years later. So that is why the Tzlach says, and Odeh Behuda says, in Brachos, that's why they enacted a special bracha, so we remember this. We remember this nace for centuries and forevermore until Bayis Shlishi b'Merav Yameinu. But that is why we have a separate bracha, and that's what Chazal enacted here. It's a bracha d'Rabbanan, that's true. The first three brachas were earlier, were from Hazan, was from Moshe, and No Delecha is Yeshua. Moshe couldn't have written No Delecha because he didn't go into Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Chen Latov Rechava, that's Yehoshua. The third bracha, Machlos Beis David, was written by David and Shlomo. So they enacted a bracha and a kos for each one. So ten kosos were enacted in the base of Avel. And then they decided they need more. Hosifu Alein Arba. They added on four. Echad Keneged Chazanei Ha'ir. One Keneged the Chazanei Ha'ir, the Chevra Kadisha. Right, the people who took care of the burial. Ve'echad keneged parnasei ha'ir, and one keneged the leaders of the city, the parnasim. Ve'echad keneged beis hamikdash. Ve'echad, what does the beis hamikdash have to do with this? Right, the leaders of the city, okay, help take care of the beis hakvaris and all the other needs. What are they doing beis hamikdash here? What does that have to do with avelis? So it could be like we had in Yevamis, we're paralleling avelis chadasha and avelis yeshana. We're noting that, you know, what you're going through, it's also connected to the fact that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, right? If we would have a Beis HaMikdash, there would not even be any Avelos Chadasha. There wouldn't be any mourning. Everything would be good. Everything, there wouldn't be any Tsaris anymore. So they talk about the Beis HaMikdash, right? They generalize. You think you're having a personal Tsara, that's true. But all of Klal Yisrael is in a Tsara as well, and maybe misery loves company, and we recognize that. And we try to be menachim him through bringing up the Beis HaMikdash. V'yechad keneged Rabbi Gamliel, and also we give praise to Rabbi Gamliel. Why? What does Rabbi Gamliel have to do with it? We will see Beis Hashem in a minute. But what happened? After 14 cups of wine, his chilu hayu shosin u'mistachrin. Right? It was the law of diminishing returns. Right? Too much wine, so then they lose the whole feeling of avelus. Right? They start getting drunk. right? They can't, right? 10 cups, that's all that they could do. 14 is a little too much. So, Echzira Davar Liyoshna. So they went back to, what they had originally done, and that is only 10 cups. Look at Rashi. I didn't mention, Rashi about Keneged Beis HaMikdash. What does he say? Tiknu Allah Berchas Nichumim, Sheyinachamenu Hamakom, Bibinyano me aveleinu. Hashem should also give nechama. How does Hashem, would Hashem give nechama? By giving us the Beis HaMikdash back. Sha'anu misablim alav ka'almes. Because we mourn the Beis HaMikdash like we mourn a niftar. Right? And that's why we bring this in. We use the opportunity to talk about the Beis HaMikdash. My Rabbi Gamliel, what is Rabbi Gamliel? Why do we have a coast? Why did they add on a coast for Rabbi Gamliel? The Tanya, because Rabbi Gamliel, as follows, made a takana, barishona, the Brisa says that originally I saw Tzas Hameis Kasha Lekrovav Yosemi Misaso, the expenses of the burial and the expenses of the Tachrichin of the shrouds were too great on the Avelim. You know what they used to do? They used to just leave the mace and not bury. Achei Manichim Oso Ubarchin, terrible. Right? They wouldn't bury their own dead because it was too expensive. It would put them in poverty. Ah, so Rabbi Gamliel made a takana. Not even made a takana. He acted. Achebar Rabbi Gamliel v'noah kalas ba'atzmo. Rabbi Gamliel himself said, you know what? You don't have to give me all the super duper coven. Just bury me in pashut shrouds. Votziuhu b'chlei pishtan. Very, very, not expensive shrouds. And once he did that, so all of the rest of them were no better than Rabbi Gamliel. If it was good enough for Rabbi Gamliel, it's good enough for us. V'nagu kala am achrav lahotzi b'chlei pishtan. And the am were no, was knowing achrav to also Binoah b'klei pishtan, he was able to save the financial status and the covet of the mace. This is all, not the only time. There's a mission in Croesus also. Shows about another takana Rabbi Gamliel made in terms of the birds, right? There were too many, the birds were very expensive and the women who had babies, so couldn't afford it. So he made a threat that brought the price of birds way down so that, Am Yisrael could continue. So here too, he did it with himself. Avra Papa, Viha Idn, Og Alma, Filu, Bitsar, the Barzuza. And Bizman Azeh, we're now making even a very low-key type of tachrichin, the bottom Rashi, beged kanvus, she'eno shava el adinar. Right? We have the minag of the chevri kadisha to use certain types of shrouds. There was a shaila, I think I mentioned this in the past, there was a shaila that the Yachronim were asked a number of years ago, and that is, there was someone who left in his tzava that he wanted to be buried in his World War II, in his concentration camp uniform. He said, if I have any ticket to Olam Haba, that's it. That was my suffering, and that's what he wanted to be buried in. That's against the minhag. The minhag is that you bury in a specific type of shroud. The question is, what do you do? This was his sava. So the pshara suggested was that we bury him in the tachrichin, in the normal tachrichin, but we put that in the kever with him. We put that in the aron, or we put that with him, so he'll have it with him. That was the pshara. But the minhag of what a person is buried in, that's that we try not to change, because that is the mesorah, that is the tradition that we have. In many cases, there was also a shach in Yeridaya in Hilchas Avelos in Shin Memches, which discusses. It's pretty clear from this Gemara who has the responsibility to bury their relatives. Who has to pay for the funeral? Right. It sounds like Meikar Adin. The relatives have to. Right. Because it says they did it, and then it got too expensive, so they left. But it's clear that that was the original takana. Was that the original Meikar Adin is what that they have to. Right. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Shulchan Aruch says, "Ha'omer al tikbru mina chasav." If somebody makes a statement before they die, don't use my assets to bury me. Right? Use the tzibur's. Al ain shomilo. You're not allowed to listen to him. He can't do that. What he's going to save is his kids' money, right, at the expense of the tzibur. No, ain shomilo. Ela motziin mi yarshav kol tzarchei kvuraso bal karcham. You take from the yarshim. The family has a responsibility to take care of the burial. V'chein. Kol ma sheregilin la'asos l'bnei mishtachto. Anything that's usually done. So that is what is expected. V'yafilu ha'evin shenostin ala kever. Right? The stone, the matzeva. But then the Shulchan Aruch has four words. V'hu sheyarshu mamon me'aviyem. That's if he left them something. If he left them, and a person has to pay, really, the chiv is on a person himself. Really, a chiv is on the person himself. But, you know, a person can't bury themselves after they're dead. So, their mamon is meshubad. If he didn't leave them a cent, so then maybe they could go on bezdin. But that's v'husha yarshu mamon avihem. Right? Says the shach, dim lo kein, ein kofen akrovim, ela ha'alakol muta lakavro. Right? That is, interesting. There is a question, there's a hakira that the achronim have regarding the mitzvah of kvura. Mitzvah Kfura, is it more on, the simple understanding is that this is, as we know, chesed shel emes, as it's called. It's a chesed that a person can, you know, not get anything in return for. It's the ultimate chesed, and the chiv is on the relatives, on bezdin. That's the simple interpretation. And that, and it's the chovas gavra, that I have to do chesed with this person. Just like Biker Cholim, just like Nicham Avelim, just like all the other ones. But there is another idea. Which is mentioned, the mitzvahs hamelech, Rabbi Samantin and Sefer and Sefer HaMitzvahs discusses this, that it could be a chova on the body to be buried. Not so much a chiyuv like chesed, but there's a chiyuv that may offer batav, yel offer tashuv. It's a chiyuv, and that chiyuv might even be on the person himself. He just can't fulfill it, and that's why it goes to his property. Right? If it was just a chiyuv on the chesed, so why shouldn't I have to pay for it? Why shouldn't the relative have to pay for it? The din is only if the person yarshins to his kids, because maybe there's another element of kvura. It's not just a chiyuv like all other chiyuve chesed, but there's a din of making sure that the body is returned to where it came from. This might have to do with the isra of losalin iflaso ki kavrit grenu bayomahu ki kilas alokim talui. Right? Is that just about chesed, or is that something about a kadosh baruch hu? Right, the tzelem elokim has to be returned. So there's evidence that there's not just chesed involved, like other chesedim, but it's something unique about the kfura, and that might have an afkamin in terms of who has to pay for it. Okay, Omar Rebbe Elazar, here we go. Ksub is daf tes. Ha'omer, we get back to the Mishnah. We had a little break with Sheva Brachis and other issues. Now we get back to hardcore psach, ksubis. Ha'omer Bezab Basu Batsasi. Somebody comes to Bezdin the next morning, on Thursday morning, and says, my wife was not a psula. Ha'omer pesach pasuach matzasi. Ne'eman lo'osra alav. He is believed to aser his wife on himself. He can no longer live with his wife. Ne'eman lo'osra alav. Why? That is the principle. Rashi quotes, shavya anafshe chaticha di'isura. A person has the ability to aser something upon himself. Shavya anafshe, he can make it on himself. Chaticha di'isura, like a piece of treif meat. That's the principle of Shavi Anafshe. Lagabi Nafshi Havi Mehemen. But what's clear, and this is in contrast to the Shita we're going to have on Amud Beis, that he's not Ne'eman to be Mafsid her Ksuba. It's just that he's Ne'eman to say, okay, I can't live with her anymore because she wasn't a Psula. But does he have to pay her the Ksuba? Yes. Doesn't say that he could cause her a loss. He could only cause himself problems. So, Pesach Pasuk Matzaz Ne'eman Lo Osra Olav. Was there Dam here?
Ashiyasa.
What?
She's
Aser because he is saying that she is Aser to me. And why? Because she was an Ashes Ish, a Zin Satachtav. That's what she's saying. She was an Ashes Ish that after Erisin, which took place a year ago, she must have been Mizana during this time, and now she's Aserli. Right? Aserli Baila. What about Tainas Damim? Pesach Masur, was there Dam? So Rashi says, V'Tainas Damim Ein Lo, based on a Gemara that we'll have Hashem tomorrow. There was no Tainas Damim, either because she was from a family that doesn't have Dam Basulim, from a Durkati, or Navda Mimenu Mapa, or any Raya doesn't exist. So Dam is not an issue here. He just says, Zos Berurelo, Shepesach Patsuach Matza. But he knows that. What if there was Dam? That's a machlokas we've shown him. If there was Dam, does he still have the taina of Pesach Pasuch Matzasi? Rashi seems to say no, because Rashi goes, based on the Gemara later, right, that he's trying to figure out all the cases why there's no taina's Damim here. But the Rashba quotes today is whether, even if there is taina's Damim, it could be, there could be some Dam, and we could say it's from elsewhere, if he could be sure that Pesach Pasuch Matzah. That is a question that the Rashba and the other we've shown him have. So that is line number one. The sugya of Shavi Anafshe Chaticha Di Isura is a large one. The Ksos is the one that presents the two understandings of Shavi Anafshe. Rashi already alludes to it here. Legabe Nafshe Havi Mehemen. Regarding himself, he is believed. So if you take that Rashi literally, then maybe he's taking a stand on one of the two understandings of Shavi Anafshe. Why is the person believed? Is it just that he is believed? A person is believed regarding himself. The person comes and says, this is us. A person comes and says, this piece of meat is treif. I know it was shechted. But the person says, no, I know it was treif, so he's not allowed to eat it. Is that because he's believed regarding himself? That's one, and that's if you take the Rashi literally, that is what Rashi is saying. Or do you say something less? He has no believability. You need two witnesses. Right? He's not believed unless he's believed for everybody. What about why does he create an iser? It's like a neder. It's like a neder. I could create nedarim. I could say this is awesome. I'm not going to eat hamburgers today. I promise. Right? So I can make nedarim. So a person can do that too. That's how shavya nafshi works. That's the mechanism. It's similar to a neder. 2 days. The Ksos does not like that second suggestion, quoting earlier Achronim, because he says, if it's like a neder, so why can't you get rid of it? Why can't you be shoel on your shavya nafshi? Right? Why can't you say it's, quotes that from the Maharit. This is the Ksos in Simin Lamed Daled. Because of Dimhayim Mitoras Neder Havi Mahani Bo Sheila. Says the Ksos, I don't think so. I think, what is it? Tahatoro Lo Paslu Elu Apsulim Ela Al Achirim. Aval Al Atzmo Heeminu Torah. Vinasan Lo Neamanus Kemea Edim. A person is like 100 witnesses regarding himself. That's Neamanus. A person says, my wife is Asa, so we believe him. That he's Asur Lagabe himself. But not Lagabe her, he has to pay her the Ksuba. Right? Only regarding him. And that's what he did Neder. And the Achronim discussed that also as a problem because there are differences between Shavya Nafshe and let's say what we would call Hoda'as Baldin, Kamea Edim Dami, where a person is Bechayiv himself to pay somebody else 100. Right? So that, there are differences between the two, whether an Amaslo works, whether an excuse would work. So if it's a Ne'amanus, why should there be any difference between Isurim and Mamanus? If it's all Ne'emanus that we believe him anyway, Lagabi himself. So why should there be a difference? That's in the footnote of Mike Sos, he talks about the Chidusha Reb Shmuel. He quotes, why is it that by Hodas Baldin, Lo Mahani Amasla, and by Shavya Nafshe Mahani Amasla, that an excuse could work why I said this, but really it wasn't true. So that's a question. But that's the Shavya Nafshe basic two ideas. And, that is the Chakir. Another nafkamina is, what if there are two witnesses that says he's wrong? Is his statement believed? Let's say there are two witnesses that come and say, this woman was Mezaneh before Erison. He says it was after. So, do two witnesses override Shavya Nafshe? We say, well, if it's Ne'emanus, so then two witnesses, his Ne'emanus doesn't stand up to two witnesses. But if it's a neder, okay, the two witnesses say whatever they want. But this is a neder. I'm taking upon myself a neder, and that could ironically beat out two witnesses. Either way, that is the first line. Pazak pasuk batasi, a person is able to aser his wife on himself. Why? Because we assume, based on his testimony, at least Lagabe himself, there is a possibility, at least, that his wife was Mizana after Erison. And Aisha's Isha Zinsa is Asura Labaila. If it was done before Erison, she's not Asura Labaila. If it was done Ones and not Ratzon, right, if it was a rape, it was not Ratzon, then she's also not Asura Labaila. The fact that he says Nema Osra Love means both of those, we assume. It happened Tachtav. Tachtav means while she was Mu'ureses to him, and it was Baratzon. So that's why the Gemara has the following question. The Amai, so why do we say he is Ne'eman? So fine, we believe him that he said Pesach Pasuach, but maybe Svek Sveka who? It's a Svek Sveka. It's a Safek Algabi Safek. Why? Safek Takta, Safek Ain't Takta. All he said was that she wasn't a Psula, but maybe she was Mizana before Erison. V'im Tim Salomar Takta, and if you want to say it happened after Erison, Safik Ba'ones, Safik Baratzon. Maybe it was Ba'ones. So there are two tzadim lahakel here to say that she should be able to stay married to him. Maybe it was before Erison, maybe it was Ones. Right? So that's why ask the Gemara, why is he Nema La'osra Alav? Right? He didn't say Vada, I know when it happened. He just said, I know that she's not a psula. So the Gemara has two answers. What are the two answers? We take away one of the Sfekos. Lo tzricha be'eshes kohen. Number one, maybe it's eshes kohen, and we know the halach is even by ones, and eshes kohen is asur l'vayla. So there's only one safik, and one safik daraisa l'chumra. And v'bayaseima be'eshes yisrael. It's an eshes yisrael, but there's no way that it was not tachtav. Why? U could go into kabel va'avua kiddushin. The father accepted Kiddushin at a very young age. Right? The Rambam and the Gemara even discusses, could a father accept Kiddushin before his daughter is born? Right? Mu'beres. But this is, let's say young, she's not going to get married yet, but the father wants to make sure that she's taken care of. She already accepts Kiddushin on her behalf when she's less than 3. And we know, Chazal tell us, that less than 3, any type of besulim, being removed, it will regrow. And therefore, the fact that there's no besulim here means it took place tachtav, because we know the erusin took place before she was 3 years old. So that's those are the yukimtis. The Gemara says that must be the shita of Rabbi Elazar. And Rabbi Elazar says, "Homer petzach pasuach matzasi neman lo osro lav." It's talking about one of those cases that only has one iser, one suffix. Says the Gemara. So my kamash malan tanina. So if that's the case, what's the chiddush of Rabbi Elazar? That a person is believed lagabe himself. So we know that already from a Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us in Maseches Kiddushin, Tanina, Ha'omer Le'isha, Kidashtich, man says to a woman, I married you. The witnesses ran away, but I married you. V'hiyo meres lo kidashtani, I know what you're talking about. You never married me. He muteres bikrovav, she is still allowed to marry his relatives, because there are no witnesses here regarding her. We don't believe him. V'hu aser bikrovasel. So we already see Shavya Nafshe. And he asers her relatives on him. So we know that already. Answer, Mao de Tema. No, you might say Hasam Devada Kimle. No, you might say over there. When it comes to marriage, he knows whether he married her or not. So that's why where we would believe him and say, right, this kind of points to the Ne'emanus. Because if it's like Neder, what difference does it make? But if you say this, Devada Kimle, there he knows whether the marriage took place or not. Aval Hacha, make him Hudulo Kimle. But over here, Baruch Hashem, right? B'nai Torah, we have no idea. We're not sure. Was it Pesach Pasuach? Was it not Pesach Pasuach? Right, they're not involved in this at all before marriage. So they're not sure. So maybe there we should say that he wouldn't be believed. Because we'll say, no, you were wrong. You must have been wrong. You didn't know for sure. Kamash Malan, that's the Chiddush of Rabbi Elazar. No, if he says it with conviction, then Ne'eman La'osra Alav, then he is believed. I'll stop there for a moment. So there's a big issue here in the sugya of Svek Sveka. First Tosfos. Tosfos brings up Tosfos in the E. Tosfos says, Tuteus. He says, first of all, he says, there's still a Svek Sveka. There's still a Svek Sveka the Ukimtis that the Gemara came up with. Why? Savik Ani Savik Ratzon. V'imtim Salomar. And even if it was Ratzon, maybe it was when she was a Katana. And we know Pitui Katana Onesu. Ask Tosfos, if a ketana is mefute, is seduced, we consider all of that ones. So ask Tosfos, it's still a savik. Savik ones, savik ratzon. Even if it was ratzon, maybe it was ketana. Answers Tosfos, that's all one suffik. What's the suffik? Savik ones, savik ratzon. Even if it was ratzon, maybe it was considered ones. So that's one question. That's not called a svek sveka. Svek sveka is when you have two different answers to the question, which has ramifications for the halacha. Ones ratzon, tachtav ain't tachtav. Those are two separate questions. But here, it's savik ones chadu. It's one. It was one question. The Achronim asked this on the Ramah. Which Ramah? The Ramah about chadash. Chadash. The Ramah says, why are we able to be makel on chadash? Again, we're not paskening now. We're just saying that's the minog of many for the past hundreds of years. So the Ramah says, why we make them on Chadash, the Isser, usually you're not allowed to eat any grain that took root since last Pesach until the day of the second day of Pesach. So the Ramah says, it's a Svek Sveka. Safek, it grew before, Safek is last year's crop, and even if it's this year's crop, maybe it grew before this past Pesach. That's the Ramah's Svek Sveka. Ask the Achronim on the Ramah, it's one Safek. Did it grow? Is it Yashan? Is it Chadash? Is it last year's? Even if it's this year's, maybe it was before the time. No, that's one suffix. Suffix on Ischadu. So it's a very difficult Ramah. You know, how does the Ramah call that a Svek Sveka if the answers to the questions is basically the same answer? It is Yashan. So that's similar to what Tosfos says here. Tosfos says, Shame Ones Chadu. And then Tosfos asks another question. Tosfos says, what about Chazaka? Again, you can see how we could spend many hours on these sugyas. But Tosfos says, doesn't she have a cheskas heter? She got married. So she has a cheskas heter lebala. Why does the chazaka override any type of sveikos? V'nukme b'cheskas heter lebala. Why don't we say she has a cheskas heter and that overrides any type of iser? Answers Tosfos, no, there's something that's parallel that counters that. If there was an ones case, Mistam, everybody would have heard about it. Ones word gets around. Onsa kala islay. By pitui, maybe they try to hide it. But ones, the woman's going to cry and scream. So, because there was no kol, so that puts a reyasa, that weakens the chazaka of heter labayla, and that's why the iser is intact. It's a weak chazaka, because there is no kol. Fine. One more line in Tosfos, and then we'll have to get to the general lamdis. V'yim tomar, Tosfos says, on the fifth line of Tosfos. Again, every line here is jam-packed. V'yim tomar, im kain. If you're telling me that by an ones, there's always a call, and if there's no call, that weakens the heter, so even if it's sveksveka, we should say it's aser. Because what's the case of sveksveka? Something ones, something grasson? But what do you mean? If it was ones, you would have heard about it. So doesn't that ruin the case of Svek Sveka also? Meaning, what's the Tosfos' assumption? That if it's not 50-50, what do you mean? There should have been a call. And therefore, let's say it's 80-20. Meaning you don't have Svekos Skulos. Says Tosfos, that shouldn't be a Svek Sveka. Tosfos answers, well, the Omeri, Dahai Ruba, Divaratzon, Eno Rov Gomor, Ela Have Midra Banan. The Hilkach, the Malkam, Svek Sveka, Shari, Malkam Chat Sveka, Chashvi Rabbanan, Ratzon Lagabi Onis. Tosfos goes to give an answer. The assumption of Tosfos, though, in the question, which he does not reject, and this is picked up on by the Pnei Yoshu and other Achronim, is that for Svek Sveka, you need Sveka Shkulos. You need equal Svekos. Equal Svekos. 50-50 each time. That's what Tosfos was bothered by. So that is picked up on by the Pnei Yoshu. He says, why should that be? Why should you need 50-50? What's wrong? Even if it's 80-20? Why isn't that considered a Svek Sveka? So this goes to the root of why we are Mako by Svek Sveka. Why are we Mako? One Safek were Machmir. Safek the Raisa Lachumra. Two Svekas were Mako. So there are at least two, maybe three suggestions in the Achronim, and then we'll continue the Gemara. The number one is known as the Rashba's Svara. The Rashba writes in a Tshuva, in Taf Aleph, Chelek Aleph, Simen Taf Aleph. He doesn't exactly say it. It's more of a comparison, but the way he's quoted as saying, Rove. Rove, what do you mean Rove? You have one Safek, it's 50-50. 50 Asur, 50 Mutter. But then even in the 50% Asur, there's another Safek. Then maybe it's Mutter anyway. So there's more than 50% that you would say Tzad Leheter. That's where you're allowed to be Mako by Svek Sveka. Again, Safek Oni, Safek Ratzon. And even if you say Ratzon, maybe it happened too early. So more than 50% is Lakula. So that's why you're able to make it by Svek Sveka. That's the Rashba. But the others, the Ra'ah, in the Berak Abayis, the commentary on the Torah Abayis of the Rashba, says, no, different Svara, based on the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchas Tumas Meis that we say Savik Daraisa L'chumra. We know that. Savik Daraisa Yibbe Machmir. Says the Rambam, that itself is an Din D'Rabbanan. Mida Oraisa, Savik Daraisa L'kula, says the Rambam. Isurim or only Vada Isurim. If it's a Savig Isur, it's Mutter. Midaraisa. Midarabanan, they said no. Be Machmir. So Savig Daraisa Lachumra is itself a Dindarabanan. So says the Ra'ah, what if you have now a Safik about that Safik Daraisa Lachumra? Now that's a Savig Darabanan. The first step was Savig Daraisa Lachumra, we're a Machmir. But we're only Machmir because of a Dindarabanan. Once you have another Safik, now that's a Safik about the first question was answered Midarabanan. That was a Savig Darabanan. You go Lakula. Savig Darabanan Lakula. That's the Ra'az Einfal, the Ra'az sharp thought based on the Rambam, why we're Mako by Svek Sveka. So the Achronim say, the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha, should you need Sveka's 50-50? What if it's more? So if you say like the Rashba, that what's the Svar, why you Mako by Svek Sveka? Because, you know, now it's more than 50-50, so maybe that will make sense. It's got to be 50-50, because the first is 50-50, and the second one adds on more stud and more percentages lahakel. So it makes sense. Maybe you might need, you can't start off with 80-20, because maybe that's, the math is not going to work out. But if you say like the Rambam, why should it make a difference? It's still a suffix. It's still a suffix. Is it right? Svek sveka. Somebody that writes a lechomra. Is it didrabana? And then you have another suffix. Somebody drabana lekula. So the Pnei Yeshua does not answer the question. He says, Tosfos assumes it has to be sveko shkulos. But one second. Tosfos does not hold like the Rashba. Doesn't say it's based on rope. So he holds like the, but he doesn't hold like the Rambam either. Right? The Bali Tosfos, somebody that writes a lechomra is in the Raisa. So the Pnei Yeshua just wonders, why is it that you would require 50-50. I'll just read you the line. He says, El Karchach. So, below Ivanti, Taimo Shaldavar. Kiva the Savik Echad Shakol, Afilu Emasheni Loshchiach, Shaper Mikri Svek Sveka, Latama Rashba, Tavile Ruba, Vitzarachi and Gadol. Right? I'm sorry, did I say it the opposite way? Right, it's whatever. Either way, the according to Bein L'Rashi, he does. Bali Tosfos don't hold like the Rambam. He hold like the Rashba. And according to the Rashba, yeah, I think I said the opposite way. It should be good enough, even if it's not 50-50. According to the Rashba, let's say it's 60-40, but it's still more than 50% Lakula. So that's why, according to the Rashba, you should be able to be makel by Svek Sveka. So that's the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha. There is one other formulation, and this might answer the questions. This is said by Rav Shimon Shkup in the Shari Yosher. It's said by Rav Soloveitchik in his own way, and that is a more general type of idea. You know why Svek Sveka is Lakula? It's too many questions you have to ask. If you have to ask question A, and then no matter, even if question A you get one answer, you have to ask another question. It's too far removed from having to assume that the issur was violated. Right? It's too far. It's what's called, or Soloveitchik called, no leitas hasafik. It doesn't get off the ground. Okay, you're not sure about something, fine, be machmir. If you're not sure about something, and then you're not sure about something else on top of it, it's not just beis sveikos, it's svek sveika. Right? So it's too many questions to ask. If you want to look it up, again, we're not going to read it now. Rav Shimon Shkup writes in Shari Yoshar, in Shar Aleph, Perek Yutes, he has that formulation it's too far removed. So again, that formulation could really solve many of the questions, answers the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha, and answers other Nafkaminas, which we don't have time to go into now, but that's the three issues in Svek Sveka. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, right in the middle, Umi Amar Rabbi Elazar Hachi, did Rabbi Elazar really say this, that Shavya Nafshei, and an Isha that is Mizana is Neseres based on her husband's testimony. V'yomer Rabbi Elazar, Ein ha'isha Neseres al Baila, Ela al Iske Kinoi Vestira, Ukemaisa Shahaya. That's Rabbi Elazar's statement. A woman is only Neseres al Baila if there was Kinoi Vestira, Kinoi, warning of the husband, don't be a Mesiached. Stira, there was seclusion, like the Maisa Shahaya, like David and Batsheva. That's Maisa Shahaya. So, there was no kinui vestira here. There was just a man that came to court. Why should he be able to answer? So Gemara says, wait a minute, if a tisbara, maisa shahaya bikini vestira have? What, was Dovin and Batsheva, they had kinui vestira? There wasn't any kinui vestira there either. V'od miasrua, and also, what kind of iser? Was Uriah usser to Batsheva? There was no iser there. Was Dovin usser to Batsheva? We'll get to the details. But what do you mean? No, there's only asura labayla like that case. Who says there was an issur there? So halokasha. No, this is what Rabbi Elazar meant. Hachik amar eino isha neseras al baila ela al iske kini vestira mi maisa shahaya. We know it from the story. What do you mean? The opposite. Delo avi kini vestira velo itzira. There by David, there was no kini vestira. Uriah did not do kini vestira, and therefore she wasn't Neseris to him. So that's how you know. If there is Kini Vestira, it would be. So we're back to the Kasha. Mikom Akom Kasha. In our case, Kini Vestira in Pesach Pasuach Lo. Right? How could he say that? Just saying Pesach Pasuach is good enough to create an Issur L'Baila. Right? Doesn't he say that you need more than that? Says the Gemara, 1 minute. What? You should take that line literally. That's the only case that's Asur. All the time, Kini Vestira in Edim Lo. What? If there were witnesses that say she was Mizanet, Tachtav. What? You wouldn't believe the witnesses? It's obviously not an exclusive statement. Ela hachikam, this is what Rabbi Elazar meant to say. Ein o isha nesaras abayla be'ed echad ela b'shnei edim, comma, a person is not nesaras, or not nesaras to a husband, unless there are two witnesses, number one, and the kini vestira afilu be'ed echad nami, kini vestira even with 1 8, right, that's the halachas of sota. And number three, upetach pasuach ishne edim dami. And if somebody's towing claims pesach pasuach, that has the believability regarding him as shnei edim. Fine, that's what Rabbi Elazar said. And now we get into the David and Batsheva. So the question is, why didn't Uriah become usher to Batsheva? Bottom Rashi. Mibnei malo asruha al David. Why did she become the usher to David? Right, usher lo baal, usher lo boel. Shaharei edim harbe yadu. Everybody knew. Everybody knew what David did. Right, for the rest of David's life, he was paying for it. Right, everybody knew. So why wasn't Batsheva asura to David and to Uriah for that matter? Hasam ones have. Whoa, there it was an ones. What do you mean ones? The Ritva says, even though it was Ratzon on David's part, it was Ones on her part. Wow. Avagav to David beratzon ba'alel, kivan shaisa anusa v'lo mitzra l'baal, lo mitzra l'boel. Tisura de boel, b'isura de baal tali. If the woman is ne'ensa, even if that, then there is no Isser even to the Boel, because an Isser to the Boel is only a function of the Isser to the Baal. And because there's no Isser Labaal by Ones, there's no Isser Laboel either. That's the Ritvin's explanation, but that's this line, Hasam Ones Ave, or Vibayaseema, famous line, Kiyad Amar Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Amar Reb Yonasan. Another statement, Reb Yonasan says, Kol Ayotzi L'Melchemes Beis David, Get Krisus Kosev Lishto. Anyone who used to go out to fight in the wars of David HaMelech used to write a get to his wife before he went out. Right, David, Rashi quotes, he learned this from his father Yishai. In the days of Waikot, the following pasuk is from the days of Shaul, and Yishai was an officer in Shaul's army. So that's how David learned it from his father. Tichsiv, the pasuk says, Vesachecha tifko l'shalom, your brothers, check on them for peace. Ves aruva sam tikach, take their aruva. What does that mean? My ves aruva sam tikach, tani rev Yosef dvarim hami'uravim bein olavina. Literally, take their marriage. How do you take their marriage? Get the gittin. Get the gittin from your brothers that they wrote that ends their marriage so that they don't have to, if they get lost at war, nobody knows what happened to them, they will be divorced. Period. Major machlokas Rashi and Tosfos here, quoted in gittin. How do you understand this get? Anyone who went out to Melchemes Beit David, get krisas kasav le'ishto. So Rashi says, and Rov Rishonim say, it is a t'nai. It's a t'nai. Right, he gives a get al menas that I don't come back from war. If I don't come back from war, by the time the war is over, then you're divorced. But if I do come back from war, it's not a get. That's the pashtus of the Gemara. Right? I'm sorry, I shouldn't say that's the pashtus of the Gemara. That's the pashtus of the understanding of the Gemara. That's what the Rashi says. Shem yamus pamolchama yehe get mehayom tzivaso. Right, and that is what Rashi says, and that's what many Rishonim say. Bali Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam argues. Rabbeinu Tam quoted right here in the middle, towards the end of Tosfos Kol. Rabbeinu Tam Mefarish, no, look at the Gemara. What does the Gemara say? Kol Ayotzi L'Melchemes Beit David, get Krisus Kosev Lishto. He writes a get. Period. Doesn't say he's al Tanai. He writes a get. He divorces his wife. Period. She's divorced. After the Melchama, they come back, and then he'll remarry her. But it's finished. This doesn't work, obviously, by a Kohen. By a Kohen, if he does this, then he can't remarry her. So maybe by a Kohen, Rabbeinu Tam says, okay, maybe they did like Rashi. But for everyone else, they wrote a get. V'yam Rabbe says, Beloshim Tanai. Beloshim Tanai. And then he quotes, why elsewhere does it consider her a Suffolk Ishazish? She's a Grusha Gemura. So Rabbeinu Tam says, maybe the Gemara elsewhere just calls her a Suffolk Ishazish because they did it in private. They didn't do it in public. But really, she was Mamash Grusha. Rabbeinu Tam holds, right, this is the Machlokas. The Ramah and Eben Ezer quotes, Lechatchila, if this is done Bizman Hazeh, the Ramah quotes in Eben Ezer, one should Lechatchila follow Rabbeinu Tam. That's what the Ramah quotes in Eben Ezer, in Simon Kufmem. Hey, there's a Gzeira, the Gzeira of Rishonim, Rechilmi Paris, made a Gzeira, don't make any Gitin Al Tznai anymore, it's too confusing, just do like Rabbeinu Tam. And in that way, one would be able to the woman would know that she's divorced, and she wouldn't have any questions. And there were shilohs about this in the 1800s. There's a shiloh in the Shaare Deya, the Tshuva Shaare Deya. There's a shiloh. There was a man who did this, who wrote the get to his wife, but he wrote it like Rashi because he was a Kohen. Right, like Rashi, if I don't come back, because he didn't want it to kick in. And he ended up not coming back after the war, but he lived. He was in a different country, and his wife was able to come to that country to meet him. But is that a fulfillment of the Tanai? Because the get says, if I don't come back, then it's going to be a get. He didn't come back here, but he lived, and he called his wife, and his wife came. And they both wanted to stay married. But if the get kicked in, then he's a Kohen, she's a Grusha. And then they can't stay married. So they will make him in that case. The Shaare Deya says, because the understanding was, if I don't come back, means if I don't come back, to be able to be married to you. Not to have to come back to this country. And therefore, in the 1800s, it came up that they were makel in these, in this regard. Okay.
Machlokas the same as mafreya
l'mafreya? Is it a machlokas l'mafreya l'mafreya mikan l'haba? Could be a machlokas about that. Again, Rabbeinu Tam just sounds like, you know, he thinks it's too confusing. Too confusing, and he's taken too many chances. And also from the language of the Gemara. He says it sounds like, get krisus kosev lishto. Period. It doesn't say al tanai. It should say al tanai if it meant al tanai. Doesn't say that. So that's a machlokas between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, how to understand the get. Viter. Amar Abaya. Abaya says, and again, just to mention, David and Batsheva obviously is a major topic. The Gemara in Shabbos, Kol Omer David Chata Eino Ela Toa. anyone who says David sinned or Reuven sinned, right, you have the general machlokes achronim, how to understand those types of lines. I have it as Rav Hirsch versus Rav Dessler, right? Two of the greats. Rav Hirsch writes a number of times. I'll read it from Lech Lecha. The Torah never hides us the faults, errors, and weaknesses of our great men. Just by that, it gives the stamp of veracity to what it relates. But in truth, by the knowledge which is given us of their faults and weaknesses, our great men are in no wise made lesser, but actually greater and more instructive. If they stood before us as the purest models of perfection, we should attribute to them as having a different nature, which has been denied to us. Right, but if we say that they're not perfect, so then they're better role models for us. Rav Hirsch always says that obviously we cannot attribute more worse things, but when Chazal say Inu Toeh, that means okay, it's not like our types of sins, but he did sin, and we can learn from it. That's what Rav Hirsch says. Rav Dessler emphasizes the opposite. He says Inu Toeh means we have no asaga this type of chait. We have no asaga. He says, for example, let's say you ask somebody, is this guy a ganav? So if you ask somebody who like steals all the time, is that guy a ganav? He's not such a ganav. I'm a ganav. If you ask Rav Moshe Feinstein, is he a ganav? If somebody wakes you up at night, he's a ganav, right? It depends on who you ask. If you ask somebody, is he rich? So if he's a rich guy, so then he's not so rich. If he's, depending who you ask will determine the answer. So if the Torah, which is, we can't even fathom the wisdom of the Torah says he sinned. Well, it depends. Depends the when the Torah says sins, that's different than when all of us. I gave the mashal a couple weeks ago, I heard. Right, I'm having trouble with the Yerushalmi. I'm having trouble, I can't understand the Yerushalmi. So I go over to a first grader. I heard this mashal from Mayor Tversky. Right, so I say, what's the child of the Yerushalmi? First grader looks at me. I don't know. Okay, fine. I go to Bnei Brak, and I go to Rav Chaim Knievsky. I walk in there, I bring him, I say, what's the child with the Yerushalmi? So he starts thinking, I don't know. Same words. The first grader says, I don't know, and Rav Chaim Knievsky. Rav Chaim Knievsky is thinking that there's a Tikkuni Zohar and a Medrash and a Psikta and a this and a that. That's all sosa of each other. I don't know. It's not the same I don't know as the first grader said. You can say the same words. So it says Rav Dessler, the Navi describes, he did, Reuven did this, did that. But we have to realize when the Torah says something, you know, it's different. So Rav Hirsch is emphatic about, you have to say they sinned in a certain way. Obviously not to think of them on our level, but, you know, in a certain way, because that makes them better role models. And Rav Dessler, in general, has the other hashkafa. Okay, but Elu ve'elu, we can learn from both of them. Weiter. Amar Abaya, five lines up, down. Afanana mitanina. Our Mishnah supports this. Psula nisis liyom harvi. Liyom harvi in liyom hachamishi lo. Why did we say that she has to get married on Wednesday? Because we don't want her to calm down. My taima, misho mikrure daito. We don't want her to calm down, and then that would cause problems. Ulamai. What problems would it cause if she if he comes down and they stay married? What problem would be caused? Ilamais of laksuba, what? We're nervous that he's gonna pair the ksuba anyway, even though she doesn't deserve it? So nesavla, so what's that's no problem. So he's being mochel. Ella, what must be the issue? La osra alav. It must be that he is really usher to her, and if he calms down, then he'll stay married. Vidavka utakata in taina, and he has a claim. He's going to come to Bez, and he's going to be believed with his claim. What claim? My lab takata in taina is pesa pasuach. Isn't our Mishnah all right? It's Rebbe Lazar. That what's the claim that he would be believed when he comes on Yom Chamishi? Pesach pasuach matzasi. Right, and that is Shavya Nafshe. So the answer is lo. To katon tain is dam. It could be that he's going to have the claim that he would be believed with in our Mishnah is dam, not pesach pasuach. So no riots or balazar. Okay. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Shmuel argues on Rav Elazar. Homer pesach pasuach matzasi neman lafsida ksubasa. Not just shavya nafshe to be mafsid her ksuba. And that's the shaila. How does this work? Neman lafsida ksubasa. Amar Rav Yosef. We're going to get to why that is. We're not going to get to it today, but I'll just mention it. Chazaka ein adam torach besudu mafsida. There's a chazaka that he's telling the truth. Why would he have spent so much money on the wedding and right afterwards say, oh, this is a problem, I want to get divorced? We assume that's a chazaka that helps him out. So Amar Avyot, that's more than Shavya Nafshe. Amar Avyot, Maika Mashla Tanina. So also, what do you mean? We learned this in the Mishnah later on. If somebody eats at his in-law's house in Yehuda, where they used to have Yichud, he can't claim that she wasn't a psulim, because he's with her. Be Yehuda, who delo mati tain. In Yehuda, he can't be tain. Haba Galil mati tain. But in Galil, let's say, meaning in a place where there's no yichud, he can be tain. Ulamai wakadi taina, ilo sralav, be Yehuda amailo. If it's ta'aser, say even in Yehuda, he should be believed. Because he knows whether he was with her or not. So he should be able to say, I wasn't with her, and she's also to me, shavya nafshe. So elolav lavsi the ksubasa, but it must be then talking about hafsadas ksuba utakatoin taina ma, and then he claimed, what does he claim here? My lav takatoin taina is pesach basuach, so it's a raya to Shmuel. Lo takatoin taina is damim. It could be these toin taina is damim, and therefore there is no raya to Shmuel. Just to end off with one other chashuki chemed related to shavya nafshe, fascinating case. Again, there's a lot of here. One case. There was a Reuven had a baby, Baruch Hashem Azdav. The baby's supposed to have a bris next Shabbos. One Moel, he goes to the Moel, he says, sorry, the baby's yellow, I can't do the bris. Can't do the bris. He's like, okay, but I want a second opinion. He goes to another Moel, the Moel says, yeah, you can do the bris, it's fine. So he's like, okay, I need a Kosovo Shlishi. He goes to another Moel, the third Moel, yes, you can do the bris, fine. So the last two Moelim. So fine. All of a sudden, the first Moel hears about it and says, wait a minute, you came to me first. So it's my zechia to do the bris. But he said the baby's yellow. Shavya nafshi chadicha di surah. He held his chilul Shabbos. He holds if you do a bris milah when you're not supposed to do a bris milah. So do you say shavya nafshi there? Right? Chadicha di surah that he can't do the bris? Or do we say no? This is just two against one, two wins. Right? Like two witnesses, we said before. You say shavya nafshi keneged shnei edim. Right? What do you say in this case? So anyway, that's his discussion that he has mitam shavya nafshi. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, we will continue. Hashem, with Ksubas Dav Yud. Hashem, next time. Parsha Shir tonight. Parsha Shir.